On Thursday, a federal judge said he will consider ordering all California prison employees and inmate firefighters to be vaccinated as the state tries to head off another coronavirus infection surge. From the newsroom, I'm Trey Westerberg with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. Efforts to encourage voluntary vaccinations among staff haven't been enough to reach the rate needed to avoid new outbreaks, according to federal receiver J. Clark Kelso. PG&E will face criminal charges because its equipment sparked a wildfire last year that killed four people and destroyed hundreds of homes. This, according to a Northern California prosecutor on Thursday. It will be the latest action against the nation's largest utility. A Texas man who has spent much of his life in prison has pleaded guilty to the 1995 killing of a woman who was attacked as she jogged near the Sacramento River in California. 42-year-old James Watkins pleaded guilty Monday to first-degree murder and admitted allegations of robbery, kidnapping, and lying in wait, according to the Shasta County District Attorney's Office. Up next, Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. 32-year-old Kira Lynn Foley reported as missing to the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office by a family member. Foley is believed to be missing under unknown circumstances. Now they're asking for the public's help. Based on information received thus far, it was determined that the Eureka Police would assume the lead on the investigation to find her. As of today, Humboldt County requiring all employees and members of the public to wear a mask while inside county facilities, even if you're vaccinated. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.